you'll get a chance to meet this duo not only over the next 45 minutes or so, but also they have a show at Pittsburgh Winery this evening. We'll talk a little bit about that. Join me now, though, as we welcome Manalo and Reverend Ezra.
Trading water to pass the time, always afraid that I'll miss that chime, and I don't know why, I never have before. Finding peace inside a favorite song, can't shake the feeling that it all went wrong, and I don't know why, it never has before. At the same sky as you, I don't wanna fall, but I gotta get home soon. Looking up at the same sky as you, I don't wanna fall, but I gotta get home. Underwater where I can't breathe, I see the surface where I can't reach, and I don't know why, I never could before. Toss and turn, but I still can't sleep, can't stop replaying that same bad dream. Yeah, I don't know why, I never could before. Looking up at the same sky as you, I don't wanna fall, but I gotta get home soon. I'm looking up at the same sky as you, I don't wanna fall, but I gotta get home soon. Watching the shadows on the ground, I'm up and away in my own little world. I'm looking up at the same sky as you, I don't wanna fall, but I gotta get home soon.
Manalo and Rev Ezra, tell me about the song you just did.
Hey, Larry, good
and,
to be
and
back.
Welcome.
Great to see you. Yeah, that song is called "In the Clouds," and so that is the title track off the new album that I put out last week. So I'm really excited about this album. I went out to Southern California and got to record it with Matt Costa, who's I've been a huge fan of for years. And so we got to record this album in his home studio, and that, to me, is it's one of my favorite songs. It has a very relaxing kind of vibe to it.
You know? Yeah, it's nice. It's a good one to open with, too. I was curious about your guitar, too. I can't tell if it's a newer Gibson made to look like an old Gibson or if it's truly an old Gibson. That tells you how good I am at identifying guitars. But.
So this... my uncle actually gifted it to me last fall, but it had been getting refurbished, so I actually just picked this up last night, but this is actually a true 1954.
I thought so.
Gibson that was in his basement for 60 years. And
how's it play? It looks beautiful.
So far, so good. Yeah, this was only the second time I've ever really played it. So so far, so good. It's amazing. It's got a lot of life left in it.
Did you have to get it worked on at all? Or?
I did. It had a little bit of bowing in the body, and you kind of use a suction to ease it up. Still a little bit, but all the tuners and pieces were all corroded, so we replaced those, and it looks like he did a little fret work. But other than that, the neck was straight, and it didn't need a lot of body work, so it was kind of just sitting in its own little time capsule.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Thank you.
Yes. Rev Ezra is here, too. Are you still traveling quite a bit?
Quite a bit, yeah. Yeah, I've been I live up in Ithaca, New York now, but before that I was living in Pittsburgh. And yeah, still definitely on the road. Right now we're on tour, which has been a lot of fun. Manalo flew up from Florida up to Ithaca, New York, where I am. We played two shows there. And then last night we were in Northeast PA, not Northeast as in Scranton, Northeast as in near Erie.
Yes, yes.
So not to be confused.
How did that gig go?
Oh, that was a blast. That was great. I've never played in that area. But it reminded me a lot of Ithaca because there's vineyards everywhere and lots of, grapes and such.
Yeah, Smucker's used to have a big operation there. They might still.
And Welch's still.
You know what? I think it is Welch's.
Yeah, Welch's is
not
still.
Not Smucker's, yeah. Although it's all one big company these days probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've been on the road for a long time though, right? You've been touring. I always think of you as one of the more nomadic people that I know of in terms of bringing music places.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I used to live out of my truck I did that for about 4 months and just, hopped from truck stop to National Forest and did that. Anymore, I'm a little bit more stationary than I used to be. But I'm definitely between New York and Pennsylvania a lot, and I like to play a lot between those two areas.
So. See, people won't recalibrate. If they know you as the guy living in his truck driving around, you will forever be – that salient picture is going to forever stay etched.
And, that's great. I love that. So, yeah. And I'm all the time I'm trying to get back to that. It's just it's tough to do that for a long time because even though you're jumping around and not having to pay for hotels every night or anything like that, gas is expensive. And even if you're eating canned food, it's still more expensive than just like cooking at home and all that. So,
oh, yeah, you need time. There's a drawback to everything. The grass, whoever said the grass is always greener knew what he or she was talking about when that was first said. You can see pros and cons to most everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you two have been playing a lot together over the past few months, I guess.
We've been mostly virtual for the past, I'd say, a little over a year. I mean, we had both started writing here in Pittsburgh together years ago, and I kind of headed south, and he did his nomadic thing for a while, and ended up in New York, and he put out a new record last year. And sent it to me kind of before it was released, and we kind of traded some cool thoughts about what we liked about it, and then I did the same one before my new record came out as soon as I was done recording it. So we've always kind of kept in touch that way, and we hadn't hit the road together in a while or played a show together in a while, so I kind of wanted to do something big during the album release and hit him up and said, let's do a little tour. So what are we, seven shows in 5 days, I think, is what we're at right
That's
now.
That's great. So. Yeah. And did you actually relocate to Florida?
I did. So I live in Florida now. I moved there a year ago exactly. So
what part of Florida?
I live in Cape Coral, Florida, near Fort Myers, so
and
far south.
How is that adjustment been?
It's hot.
I'll bet.
It's hot, but it's nice. I've wanted to kind of live by the big body of water for a while now, so it's very nice for now. We enjoy it down there. But it's an adjustment, but we carved out a little spot for ourselves there, so it's real nice.
That's great. That's an adjustment I've thought of from time to time. Mm-hmm. And my oldest brother moved to Florida about 2 years ago and really surprised me from Chicago to Florida. And is happy there, and especially the music scene is quite good.
Been a big help to me down there. Yeah, my music seemed to fit right in with that crowd in Florida, so it really really gave me a boost, kind of, and kind of gave me some new life to keep going. Yeah.
It's great. Well, Manalo and Rev Ezra are here. They're going to be at the Pittsburgh Winery at 7 o'clock June 3rd tonight. So you'll get a chance to hear them tonight if you care to. Why don't we take a listen to something else? What would you like to do?
Yeah, so I'll play one. So first the Pittsburgh Winery one's at 3.
Oh.
And then we have another show tonight at 7:30, and it's a house show up in Aliquippa.
Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, absolutely. So but yeah, this is
who proofread that sheet?
Probably.
Spoiler alert, it was me.
Oh, I was going to say.
My brain has not been working today. I thought I left my phone in a truck stop yesterday, and it's been a mess.
No, the buck stops here, not with you. Yeah. We'll correct that.
Well, thank you. And so I'll play one. This is called Some Folks. And if you want to join me on some vocals and things, I think I can hold down the guitar.
But gotcha. Then,
I would love some backing.
Gotcha.
Great. This is an older song. Actually from my old band, the Lone Pines, that played here years ago.
Said she wants to be just like Jesus. That's too big a cross to bear. He said there's different rules for the divines. Said she really doesn't care. Said she really doesn't. Said there can be treasure in the heartbreak. There can be joy in the pain. He said if that's true, it only goes so far, for it makes you go insane. For it makes you go insane. Some folks die alone, others never go home alone. I'm somewhere in between, that'll be where you can find me. She said, you know, this ain't a one-way ticket. If I'm wrong, you're wrong sometimes too. Said, now won't you tell me, boy, don't you lie. What's your dream version of you? What's your dream version of you? You said, I want to be just like Achilles, without the weakness in my heel. She said, don't you know that everyone's gotta break sometimes? She said, no, you can't fight if you can't feel. Oh no, no, you can't fight if you can't feel. Some folks gotta drink to sleep, others only drink once a week now. Wish I was right in between, at least you'll know. Me. Drink to sleep, others on. only drink once a week now. Wish I was right in between. At least you'll know where to find me.
That one is Rev Ezra's song backed by Manalo. I remember that song from before. That song really has beautiful lyrics. When did you write that song?
Gosh, that must have been, I might have been like 20 or 21, so maybe 5, 6 years ago. It's good to play those old ones every now and then, you know, and it's still like, sometimes when you play those old songs, you kind of think like, why did I say that, or like, why did I write that lyric? But it's like a time capsule, you know. It's like, oh, that's right, that's who I was at that time, and right, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, that's stationary. You are other than that, and it's kind of neat, the relationship between them. I do I mean, I hear a lot of music, but as soon as you started singing that, I said, oh, yeah, I remember this one.
We played that on the air many years ago.
So. Yeah, it's a long time. If you're just joining us, that was Rev Ezra, who with Manalo will be at the Pittsburgh Winery this afternoon at 3 o'clock. House concert in Aliquippa. Can people do you know if there's still room? If people were to email me, can I get the address to you?
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
we
spoke with the host earlier today. There's still a little bit of room left. So, yeah, if anybody's interested, it's definitely open.
Great. Yeah. I don't, out of respect, I don't want to give that person's name out on the air, even if I knew it. But if you are interested in seeing a living room style house concert show, who knows, maybe they'll be outside. In the Aliquippa area, you can email us at slb@slbradio.org, and I'll get the information to Rev Ezra and Manalo. That show is at 7:30. Happy to hear there's house concerts out that way for people to listen to also. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. I want to talk a little bit about the new album. You mentioned that just came out last week. Any with the two of you together, or is it mostly you from the California sessions?
Just me from the California sessions. It's songs I had written. And during the pandemic is when I released my last record. And I think I did, the last time I did the Saturday Light Brigade with you, we actually did it virtually, I think.
Oh, yes, we did.
So it was right after, or right before that one came out. And so during that time, I had reached out to Matt Costa, kind of shoot your shot type situation. And I've just always been a fan, and he's a big proponent of the indie musician and recording at home. And I asked for some feedback on all my songs, and he had said, well, this one sounds done, but whenever you're ready to do something else, I'd love to be involved. And so last year in 22, I was like, offer still stand? He said, yeah. So I had some songs written, and I just flew out there and worked with him out of his home studio and in a studio near his house. And he called in some favors to the drummer from his band. His name's Corey Gash. And then a phenomenal pedal steel player from up in Seattle, Jay Cardong, who does some touring, is kind of a gun for hire. And I got them on a couple of tracks, and Matt Costa as well hopped on all of them and various instruments and stuff. And so it's just me and the acoustic guitar and very kind of organic sound to everything. Yeah, so it was a really cool way to record it.
That's great. And for people, including myself, who don't know, if you call a producer or an engineer, even if you got the money, they're not necessarily going to take you on, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And even still, there are different tiers of not the tears streaming down your face, the tears that are levels of engagement you might have. Mm-hmm. So in order for him to collaborate with you, he must have really seen something in you. So that's great.
It was definitely a thought, you know, in your mind when I'm on the plane out there and I'm like, well, I wonder how this is going to go. And I was actually just talking with Josh about this the other day. And, you know, we get out there and it was very cool to see how engaged he was and how supportive he was. And, you know, he took it very seriously and got very involved. And you know, by the end of the week, he was like, I'm not going to not make it good. He said, my hands are in this, you know, my name's on it. I want it to sound as great as possible. And he dug the project. So I think it was a little bit of a break from what he had been working on at the time. So it was nice.
Mission success.
Mission success. Great. Yeah, it's a great record. We tracked 8 songs in 6 days. So it was a It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun.
A lot of pressure, actually, too, I would think. So that's Manalo. And we've linked to where you can find the album. Now, Rev Ezra, have you recorded anything lately? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I did there was the Lone Pines album a long time ago that we released probably just after we played here. Years ago, but then last year, exactly 1 year ago, I released my first solo album, and it's called These Days by Rev Ezra. So anywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you find music,
Incredible. By the way, it's one of my favorite. I think he thinks I'm lying, but I play it like at least once a week. I listen to it, and I sometimes I feel like I know your songs almost better than you do.
Yeah. Well, he's been jumping in on songs while we're playing these shows, and I'm like, oh, you know all the chords and all the movements, and we've been doing that together because I think what's cool about this is that we're both fans of each other's music, and I love your songwriting.
And I love your songwriting, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's why, again, like you were talking about with producers and engineers, you know, you could hit them up to work together, but they might not take you up if they're not as enthusiastic about the project. Same deal with touring together. You know, I think we're both enthusiastic about each other's music, and it's really an honor to get to play together. But yeah, so that's a long-winded way to say I released an album last year, my first solo album. It was recorded around here with my friend Caleb Thomas, who now lives in Nashville. We were both living in Pittsburgh at the time in the East End, and we recorded at Music Garden Studios in New Brighton. So yeah, that's been out for about a year.
Excellent. Manalo and Rev Ezra, I'm guessing Manalo does the next song. Maybe not, but if we're going back and forth.
That's the plan. That's how we've been doing this trip so far. Yeah.
And what is it?
So this next song I'm going to play is called The Great Unknown. And this is a song I wrote when I moved to Florida last year, right around this time, June 1st, this very first start of hurricane season. So last year was my first hurricane season as a resident. And I was just fascinated by the thought that we name these storms that just bring all this destruction. It just blew my mind and was just glued to the Weather Channel. And so I started off with a lyric that said, like, you know, they say I'm a hurricane, just waiting at sea to get a name. And then I was kind of waiting for the rest of the song to come. And as I mentioned, I live in Cape Coral, Florida, which was hit by the eye wall of the Hurricane Ian last year, the Category 4, almost 5 storm. And so we were without power and electric and water for 2 weeks. And so one night, no air conditioning in southern Florida. It's not the easiest to sleep. So I woke up around 4 a.m. and just this, the rest of the song came to me. Just wrote it by lantern light. It's a pretty cool way to finish the song. So this one's called The Great Unknown.
They say that I'm a hurricane, waiting at sea just to get a name. Where would I go? Well, honey, I don't know. I got no control. I traveled from sea to sea, all lands where no one wanted me. Yeah, what can I say? I can't lay no blame. I wouldn't want me to. Well, if I had my way, I would have ended this a long time ago. We'll set sail for open water in the great unknown. I was born into the wind and waves. I never never know no other way. Yeah, what can I say? I gotta get to the sea, and then I'll be free. I never realized my own strength. I begged the winds to take me away, but where would I go? Will I never know? 'Cause I got no home. Well, if I had my way, I would have ended this long time ago. We'll set sail for open water in the great unknown. I'll fade out in the open sea. When I'm gone, no one will think of me. But that's okay, I'll find my peace. It'll set me free. Well, if I had my way, I would have ended this long time ago. We'll set sail for open water in the great unknown.
That's Manalo, a relatively recent song after his move to Florida. And he's here with Rev Ezra. They're swapping songs, as they will do this afternoon, June 3rd, 2023, at Pittsburgh Winery, and then later this evening at a house concert. I call it L.A., as in L.A. Quipa, in Aliquippa. Actually, I don't, but I know some people from there that do. And that's not too far from town if you're not familiar. It's only about a 40-minute drive or so from the city, easy to get to. Should be a nice night for it, too, I think. You ready to do another one?
I am.
Turn to Reverend Ezra.
This one's called Older I Get, and it's a song I wrote about my dad who passed away when I was 18.
Mm. It's an early age to lose your dad.
Yeah, yeah. And this song kind of unpacks a little bit of that.
Is this on These Days?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I had to take a time out in the woods alone. 'Cause the years slow you down some, get used to thinking on your own. I thought about when my dad left, when his journey met the end of the road. I thought of things I'd never asked him, that I really wished I'd known. How do I get over a heartbreak, or land my first real job, or solve all of the spats between my sister and my mom? But Dad, one thing I know is true. Older I get, the more I get like you. Father worked with his hands. He built more than I could ever understand.
could be concrete, could be wood. He'd work for free anytime that he could. I used to say, how could I live up to all the generous things that he did? He said, now son, give that a rest. Nobody's perfect, just do what you think is best. So I always help my neighbors, and I still go hunting too. Older I get, the more I see those lessons learned from you. But Dad, one thing I know is true. It hurts so bad that I can't talk to you. Started writing this song years ago, before I knew what it meant. To learn a few things on your own, but I sure have learned since then. 'Cause I got that job I needed, and I fell in love again. Got too many things to say, so for now I'll hold them in. But Dad, one thing I know is true. When I'm called home, first one I'll find will be you.
Rev Ezra, and that's a great, excuse me, a great song you'll find on these days, especially around Father's Day, if you're looking for something to listen to. Do you have any siblings or any family members close to your dad?
Yeah, I do. My sister, and she still lives in this area, actually.
So I don't know if she's reacted to that song. It takes a lot of courage to write a song like that to begin with, let alone to do so when there are siblings or other family members.
Yeah, I remember when I played it for my sister and my mom. I mean, first off, that song took years to write. You know, I think that, like, the older I get, the more I get like you. That line came in my head maybe when I was like, maybe this would be 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't finish writing it until right before we finished recording the album. I mean, like, we just snuck it in there. I was like, can we please just, like, one room mic? Like, I think, you know, this song should go on the album. But, yeah, I remember playing it for my sister and mom, and it was, like, a pretty emotional experience for all of us.
I'll bet, yeah.
Yeah, and I was, you know, kind of just telling my part of the story. You know, I know that they all have a story too, and they're all different. You know, they appreciated hearing it and where it came from. And, you know, even still when I play it and either one of them are in the room, then it's, you know, it's hard not to get wistful and, you know, pensive about it. But, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Rev Ezra, who you're hearing. Is the album pretty much you acoustically without a whole lot of embellishment from other musicians?
It's a little half and half. Half of the album is really acoustic, just single room mic, one take song. So I think, yeah, two of them are that way. One of them is that way with just a little bit of embellishment. But then a couple of them have, you know, we really built them out and produced them. I worked with my friend, like I said, Caleb Thomas. He's a friend of mine, and he produced the album. And he actually approached me about it. He was like, I want to produce a solo album with you. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So he really kind of, like, had some, you know, I'd play these songs, and he had a lot of ideas for, like, how we could kind of build them out. So, yeah, a little bit of half and half. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. Manalo and Rev Vesra are here. We probably have time for one or two more songs. Let me know which you'd prefer. There's plenty of time for two, but I also don't want to wear you out. While you're thinking about that, I'll mention that they are at Pittsburgh Winery, 3 o'clock today, June 3rd, 2023, and tonight at a house concert in Aliquippa. And we've linked to both of their websites, and they're still touring and on the road, and you can follow their tracks if you care to.
It'd be great, yeah. I think, Larry, if we got time, we'll each do one more.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be
awesome.
means
three apiece. It'll end up a tie.
Yeah, we like it that way. We've been in between our tours. He took me to a spot in Ithaca, and we just started skipping rocks, and we got a little competitive. And we each tied. We were counting the skips, and we each tied. And we said, you know what? It's a good time to walk away. Then last night before the gig, I took him to one of the beaches up in Northeast, and we did it again. We ended on a tie again. We said, you know what? It's good to walk away. So three and three songs. That sounds fair.
Sounds
perfect.
So this song is the first song I released as a single from In the Clouds, and it's called Rough Seas, and it's about a fishing trip that I took down in the Caribbean and got entangled in a tsunami warning. So I think Rev's gonna hop on a little bit with some, help me out with some vocals a little bit this morning. But yeah, Rough Seas.
That smile from my face didn't draw the line. Yeah, we got rough seas ahead, better head for high ground instead. If not for that radio, would we be dead? We just float along. Oh, oh, oh. So sweet, we saw that man that we met at the beach just the other day, yeah. He ran down to see if he could get us a light. Oh, he didn't even put up a fight. Yeah, he got caught in the storm. Yeah, we got rough seas ahead. Better head for high ground instead. If not for that radio, we'd be dead. Would we just float along? Oh, 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 oh. To the roof, we thought it'd be safer if we all got high. We kept our eye on the tide. Yeah, cause we got, oh, we got rough seas ahead. Better head for high ground instead. If not for that radio, would we be dead? Just float along, whoa, whoa. Yeah, we got rough seas ahead. You better head for high ground instead. If not for that radio, we'd be dead. We just float along. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Nice song. That's the one you were warming up with at the beginning.
That's a warm-up song.
people like me notice when a song has the word radio in it, and then if not for the radio, we'd be dead. Although you're probably talking about a different kind of radio, but still.
Yeah, exactly.
A great song. It's really a treat to have both of you here, and let us know when your paths cross this way again, since you're either of you individually or together. You can, Manala and Manalo, Manalo and Rev Ezra will be in duo tonight or in tandem this afternoon at Pittsburgh Winery, again, 3 o'clock. And tonight, at a house concert in Aliquippa. Anywhere tomorrow that you're playing?
Tomorrow we're actually heading east. We'll be in Hanover, Pennsylvania tomorrow at another house concert tomorrow afternoon. So
maybe some folks there. Oh, and then you're still going to be traveling. I guess Monday might be a day of rest.
Monday we part ways on Monday. So we're together today and tomorrow. And then I'm heading south to Florida and Rev's headed his way. So it's been a fun run and about halfway through it now, and thank you for having us both in here.
It's
amazing.
A pleasure.
Always enjoy coming in.
Rev Ezra, what are you going to do?
I've got one last song. It's called These Days. It's the title track of that album that I released last year. So I'll close it out with that. Hopefully I play it correctly.
Can't say yes so easy, and I can't say no. I'll stay in the gray now, honey, I'm the middleman, I suppose. And I used to love as deep as the Mississippi runs, but that's long gone. I can't pick the side that I'm on. These days I feel all tied up, oh, I'm just like some dog on a chain. Oh no, nobody should be living like that. Now come on, gotta run for a go insane. Meant to roam, but there's nothing like being home. The road is constantly calling, but the middleman's too scared to go. And I love my friends, but I'm in danger. I beg not to leave, go back to life of the stranger. These days I feel all tied up, oh, I'm just like some dog on a chain. Oh no, nobody should be living like that. No, come on. These days I feel all tied up, oh, I'm just like some dog on a chain. Oh no, nobody should be living like that. Now come on, gotta run for a go insane.
These Days, the title song to the brand new album from Rev Ezra. And Manalo, what's the name of your album again?
It's In the Clouds.
In the Clouds. Thank you, both of you, for being here today.